grateful to you all and many others that God has blessed you all to be a part of the Safe House Church this morning. Amen, amen. For God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I hope that you got some out of that worship experience this morning. If you didn't, I know I got mine. You know, I tell you all, look, this is my worship time too. Amen. This is not just a show or fashion or something we do to perform, because first of all, I don't perform very well. You know, I'm not an actor. This is not an actor on stage. I don't sing well. And it's a lot of things I don't do well. But you know what? When you're in the presence of God, it does not matter, because all God wants to do is hear from you. But I do believe that God has given me an encouraging word for you on today, because I know people are in a time that they need some encouragement. And we see things happening, and we see the pandemic numbers going up. We see the election is right around the corner and people about to lose their minds. And you know, we see jobs are changing and people feel some kind of way. And I'm here to tell you, as your pastor, I'm there too. I have my moments too. I have my moments. But you know what? When it's all said and done, I turn back around and I realize it's my faith in Jesus Christ and who he is that keeps me going. It's my faith that keeps me coming up to you every single Sunday. You know, I was telling my wife yesterday that, you know, we've been on every single Sunday since March. Every single Sunday without fail. Every single Wednesday, I think maybe it's up, maybe two. You know, because we had some things we had to do. And I'm like, but God, you continually give me a fresh rhema word every single week. And you know, it would, you know, it's not easy if I was doing it on the human side, but because God does it, you know, he drops down the word every single week. And it's a rhema word. It's an on-time word every single time. And it's a word just for you right where you are. Amen. And I'm just so grateful to him. I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful. Amen, amen. Just again, thank you to all the Safe House members and God's favor that's been upon our life here at the Safe House Church. I'm just so grateful that God is just still opening doors, y'all. He is still opening doors, you know, and he's just doing so many different things for us, even in the middle of all of this. Do y'all not know we are blessed even in the middle of this? That God is still opening doors and he's changing things and, you know, and he's putting things back. And I know sometimes it doesn't seem that way. It seems like we're in a place that we struggle. It seems like we're in a place that we like, well, Lord, it don't seem like this, but I'm here to tell you today that it's in your favor, that it's working in your favor. The Bible says like this, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are called, watch this part, according to his purpose. That means you have to be doing his purpose. You know, I know, you know, the Bible said, well, I never seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed begging for bread. Mm-hmm. But what? It's the righteous that have that promise. And you have to be living right. You have to be living saved. And I'm living saved didn't mean that I live perfect. Do I miss the mark sometimes? Absolutely. This is why what? We repent daily. You know, this is why we are praying without ceasing. So we're in constant connection with him. So if you will with me this morning, I'm not going to belabor your time anymore, whatever. I do have another praise report for you all. I got an email this week. I mean, I'm just trying to tell y'all how good God is. You know, you never know what God is going to do. You know, I always see myself, you know, I went to graduate school at NC State in Raleigh, and, you know, had an amazing time there, struggled a lot. You know, in my opinion, sometimes I feel like I barely got out of there, but I got out. That's all that matters. Amen. And from there, God has did the rest. God has given the increase. Amen. And, you know, they had the nerve to call me this week. Y'all are hearing me. They called me or they emailed me and sent me a message. And they asked me to be the commencement speaker. Y'all just don't know. North Carolina State called me, math department, and say, hey, Dr. E, we want you to come by and be our commencement speaker for the commencement in December. I'm here to tell you all, your gift will make room for you. I know it don't seem like that. I've had my struggles and things, and I'm like, you know, look, how's this going to happen? How's that going to work out? But your gift, y'all don't hear me this morning. Look, somebody out there who's struggling right now, you're trying to figure out, look, I'm overlooked, and Lord, and nobody's paying attention. Lord, I'm doing good work over here, and Lord, they won't give me a raise. Lord, it sounds like they just want to hire, Lord. They playing politics and this and that. I'm here to tell you today that Let me be a witness to you. Even in the midst of that, the Bible said what? He will make your enemies your footstool. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. He will make your enemies your footstool. Let me let that be an encouragement to somebody. My grades weren't the best. I've never made straight A's. Like I said, some instances, I feel like I barely got out. But yeah, they want me to come back and talk to their graduates. Mm-hmm. Me. Tell y'all, God will blow your mind if you would trust him and be consistent. If you would trust him and be consistent, God will blow your mind. Now, it doesn't mean that my life is perfect. I still got things I deal with. I'm still, you in this body, I'm in this body. This body breaks down, my body breaks. I mean, this body's breaking down just like your body's breaking down. But he said, if we'll trust him, that way he'll have us. Amen. So this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit this morning. And if you turn with me, we're going to be in today, John, St. John 15 and 2. And I know some of you say, man, so many things are going on. Eli, I just don't see how this is going to work out. I'm with you. I get it. And I don't supposed to see how it works out. Because the Bible tells us what? That we walk in by faith and not by sight. So when I look, it's supposed to look messed up. Oh, come on, somebody. When I look, it don't supposed to look like it's impossible. But I'm here to tell you today that God's had he has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan. So be a turn with me to, I said, we in St. John 15 and 2. I'm going to hit a couple of scriptures. And then after St. John 15 and 2, we'll go a little bit further down the line. Hallelujah. I guess I'm going to go ahead and put the subject up here. Wasn't intended to do that yet, but it might well come on up here. Amen. Which one is it? There you go. I want to talk to you a little bit from this subject. Cutting. I don't know about you. Are you in a season that you feel like there is cutting going on in your life? Just cutting. Cut this, cut that, cut that, cut this, cut that, cut that. Can't have this, can't have that. Yeah, this, body doing this, family doing that, husband doing this, wife then doing that. School then did this, you know, it's just been cut, 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 cut after cut. But I'm here to tell you today, I'm going to give you an encouraging word today. I believe, you know, the Lord was telling me, he was just dealing with me with cutting, 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 cutting. I was like, Lord, what are you saying? Cutting, cutting, cutting. And, you know, here we're going to talk about it a little bit this morning. Amen. Y'all see, I done got this down. I done got fancy. I got it superimposed on top of me now. I've been working. All right, let's read this. St. John 15:2 shouts out again to the blueletterbible.org. Y'all, amazing website. If you don't have a Bible, go there. You can get there for free. They have amazing resources there. I'm not a paid spokesman, but I just believe in getting honor what honors do, and I've been using this website for forever. Amen. All right, so John 15:2, and it says this. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. All right, put your thumb, as they say in the church, put your thumb in that plot right there. I want you to go with me to Hebrews. Hebrews 12 and 1. Let's go to Hebrews 12 and 1. Hebrews 12 and 1, and it says this. Wherefore, seeing also are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, the race that is set before us. If I were used for a subject this morning, cutting. Cutting now for later. Cutting now for later. So when I'm looking, I'm thinking, you know, we're in a time of the year now where things are changing, and we have things are changing in the sense that the seasons are changing, and we see the changing of the leaves, and the leaves are changing on the trees, and things are changing. I've been out there sowing grass and been putting a lot of money in my ground, and it seems like it's starting to pay off. We're getting a good little rain shower today, so I know my grass is going to be off the chain about another 2 weeks, and I'm excited about that because there was a time to till the ground. There's a time to prepare the ground to be able to take new seed. Why? Because I plant the seed with the intention that I'm trying to build something now for later. I'm trying to build something now for later. Well, what do you mean? Well, if you put down a seed in this time of the year, we know that the temperatures here are a little bit cooler. And since the temperatures are cooler, you can put down a little bit more fertilizer and all these kind of things to help your ground grow. And so before you get to the ground, you have to prepare the ground. And what we do when we prepare the ground, we do this thing called aeration. And what aeration does, it actually cuts the ground. Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all with me? We're going to go quick today. That it cuts the ground. It punches holes in the ground. Now, if I was the ground and you were poking holes in me, I don't think I would feel too good about that. And the reason we poke the holes in the ground is called aeration, in the sense that what we allow air to get into the soil. Because see, sometimes the surface of the ground is so hard that the air that needs to get into it, the things that need to get out of the air, the oxygen that needs to get down into the ground cannot penetrate the ground because of the hardening of the surface. Amen. See, some of us have such a hard surface. Some of us have such a hard exterior that God cannot get to us. So what he has to do sometimes is he has to allow a cutting season to come into your life, a season where he's circumcising your heart. The Bible talks about the circumcision of the heart. You know, we know that the Jews circumcised the boy, I think it's on the eighth day that he's circumcised, and they removed the foreskin from the penis. And that's part of their ritual listed. But he said, what good is it to be circumcised when you're not circumcising your heart? What you find is that sometimes that we have some extra things in us that pulls us back from where God would desire us to go. There's some extra things in us that he said in his word in Hebrews. He said, lay aside every weight that what so easily besets you. That some things that in your life, that's not necessarily that they're sin, but it's some things that slow you down. Procrastination. Oh, come on, somebody. That you have a no can attitude, that you're pessimistic, that you're lazy in some aspects of your life, and some things that you just keep putting off. And these are things that are not sin, but if you're not careful that you continue to do them, that you'll find yourself in a place of sin. Oh, come on, somebody. That you'll find yourself in a place that you're not moving forward, and you're wondering why you're not moving forward. And God has to come in, and he has to do some cutting in your life. You know, in John, he said that what? That the branches in your life that do not produce fruit, what does he do? He removes them. Oh, come on. That he removes those branches. There's some things that are in you and our lives, in my life and in your life, that does not produce fruit. There's some things that we've allowed to grow there that does not produce fruit. They're keeping us from going to where God has us to go. That is a part of us that he tolerates it through his grace and through his mercy. But I'm here to tell you today that God has been using, I don't know about you, but he's been using this pandemic as a cutting season in my life. There's some people that I had to cut off. There's some things I had to cut off. There's some bad habits I had to cut off. There's some new habits I needed to make. Oh, come on, somebody. There were some things in my thought life that I had to cut off. There were some things that I was saying out of my mind I had to stop saying. There were some people that I was associating with that I had to stop associating with. There were some people that I should have been listening to that I won't listen to. That God is now what? That he's using all of this to bring things together. Am I in somebody's kitchen this morning? Am I stumping on somebody's floor? But see, so in this whole thing, when we go back to this point, what I'm using my yard as an example of this aeration is, we went in and I punched the holes in the ground, and I know the ground wasn't feeling good, and I had to punch the holes in the ground so that the air can get there. And on top of that, then there was what? Then I came back and we planted seed, you know? We spread the seed out. And the thing is about seeds, some of these seeds that are spread it out all over this ground, some of these seeds are going to take and some of them are not. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of the seeds are going to, what they're going to do is they're going to fall down into the holes. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you right now that there's a hole that you feel like you have in your life because of something God just did, something that just got cut from your life. But I'm here to tell you there is a new seed that's going to fall down in that ground, in that hole, that just waiting to prosper, that's just waiting to be watered, that's waiting to what? Come up in due season. Oh, come on. Now, remember, Hebrews 12, what did he tell us? He said that what? Run forth the race with patience. Oh, that's something that here your boy ain't had a whole lot of, but God has been teaching me patience. I mean, my grandpa used to tell me, boy, he said, you're going to hurry up and get some patience. And I'm thinking to myself, granddad, that's an oxymoron. Hurry up and get some patience. But now as an older man, I understand what he's saying, that because what? These things just don't happen overnight. But it's a race of patience. And you're going to run the race. That's what? that's set before you, and you're going to run it with patience. I'm here to tell you today, I know some of you feel like you're feeling down and said, Lord, it don't seem like this thing is ever going to end, that I'm never going to be acknowledged for the things that I've done. Lord, I'm not going to get the raise that I deserve. Lord, I'm not going to get the promotion that I need. Lord, that things in my family are messed up. Lord, it seems like the people behind me have been pulling down, oh God, and it seems like all these little things have been going around me, Lord. Lord, it just seems like my thought life, oh God, that, Lord, I'm trying to study my Bible and I'm not going. My husband, Lord Jesus, I'm trying to get him, Lord Jesus, and I'm here to tell you that you can't change him. Lord, that Lord Jesus, my wife, Lord Jesus, she will do, you can't change her. But God said, what? Doing that cutting, I'm planting seeds in your life. And those seeds take time to come up. See, when I planted those seeds a couple of weeks ago, those seeds didn't come up after one day. No, they were looking brown. They were looking withering. They were looking like, you know what? I think I got some bad seeds. Oh, come on. I'm here to tell you today. And what happened was now it started to rain and I started to water and I started to water more and more and more and more. And I kept putting water and I kept putting more water on it. See, what's that water? That water is your prayer life. Ooh, come on, somebody. Did I just cuss? That prayer life. Some of you got to get down on your knees and water your seed. Woo, that's a word for somebody. You got to get on your knees and water your seed. See, some of you, you know, see, God has cut some things away from you, but now that you have this seed in the ground, this seed in the ground, there is still something that you have to do. Because the Bible said that what? One planteth, one water, but what? It's he that gives the increase. That's Bible. I'm in the Bible this morning. It's he that gives the increase. So what your job is to do that what? It's planted. Lord, you've taken me through this season, Lord. You've aerated my life. You've poked holes all through it. There's been cutting going on, oh God. And now they're what? They're seed in the ground. So now my job is, Lord, just to trust and believe. And how do I do that? I do that through my prayer life. Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen, Lord, but I trust you. Lord, I don't know when it's going to happen, Lord, but I believe you, Lord. If you said it was going to come to pass, it's going to come to pass, oh God. Lord, I don't know where it's going to come from, Lord, but Lord, me and my family, Lord Jesus, we're getting our ship in order. Lord, we're putting in our things together, Lord. We're in preparation. We're in anticipation of what it is that you're going to do in our lives. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, y'all, if you with me in the chat, just say, I'm with you, Pastor. Come on. So then what happens is what? So now as I continue to water, and I continue to water, sometimes you have some people who put what they call straw on the ground or hay. And the reason they put hay on the ground, why? It's because they don't want the seed to move. They don't want the seed to move. They want the seed to be protected. And sometimes God has allowed some hay to be on some of us. He's put some hay on top of us. Why? So people won't see you. Why? Because if they see you, the birds out there, the culture vultures, oh, come on, somebody. Thank you, Dame Dash. The culture vulture is there to get you. You know what? That vulture of what? A pessimistic. Who do you think you are? I think I'm a child of the king. That's who I know I am. Sometimes that culture vulture, those crows of condemnation comes in and say, you know what you did last summer? Oh, come on. Thank you, Warner Brothers. You know what you did last summer. Uh-huh. You know what you did last week. We know there's skeletons in your closet. Uh-huh. Yeah, those are the vultures and those crows of life that want to come down and pick your seed and eat your seed. Why? Because they know if they can get your seed before your seed gets in the ground. If they can get your seed before it germinates. So sometimes God allows it. This is why, you know, he said, look, let the wheat and the tares grow together. What is the wheat and the tares? He said what? Because remember the Bible said in that story said that our enemy had came in during the night and planted what? Tares among the wheat. Mm-hmm. And he said what? Don't you separate it because if you try to do it, oh, this is a word. Woo, Lord, I feel, y'all made me prophesy today. If you try to do it, you're going to mess it up. He said, let the wheat and the tares grow together. And when he comes, he would do the separate. And what you don't know and what you don't realize today, brothers and sisters, is that tariff is a cover crop. Come on, where my agriculture, about horticulture people, agriculture folk? Y'all know what I'm talking about, a cover crop. What is a cover crop? A cover crop is a crop that is planted where another crop, one crop is, you know, just there to protect the other. Do you not know that God actually has seen, some of you said, well, you act holy and down, and you can't talk to nobody who's a sinner. You can't talk to nobody who's not saved. I'm telling you, away with that. Because he put us here to be able to what? Connection with them. How did they get saved except by watching you? So sometimes God will put ungodly people that are connect with you But you don't get come up, but you know there's a distance. And what they're doing, they're a cover crop. They're protecting you. They protect you from the harsh sun. They protect you from too much rain.
Mm-hmm.
They're protecting you from they and then what happens is what in due season, when the reaper come to get that which is good, it'll plug you and leave them behind. Watch and see what I'm saying. Somebody's going to come back. They're going to inbox me. They're going to email us here at the church. And they're going to say, you know what? You preached that thing, Pastor. You told me that they were going to be there with me, but they weren't going to finish with me. So I'm here to tell you today, I know you saying that, oh, man, they're a cover crop. You said they are a cover crop. If God told you it was yours, it's yours. They just there to mark time until his time is right. Boy, y'all just don't know how full I am right now. I got a lot. And I know I want to keep you long today. Try not to. Feel free, you know, you can go in and off any time, but if this word is feeding you, hey, stay right here. It's a cover crop. So don't worry about them. I know you're like, why this word? Cover crop. And when he comes, he'll do the separating, and he'll pluck you right out of there. Think about when Joseph was in prison. When Joseph went through all that stuff, just a cover crop. Because when it was time for Joseph to come to the forefront, what did he do? They knew exactly where they are. I'm here to tell you today, when it's your time, woo, I'm preaching to myself. When it's your time, they know exactly how to find you. The man called me and asked me last week to come talk to the school. I hadn't talked to that guy in years. If my memory serves me correct, almost 15 years was the last time I talked to him. Yet, he found me. The Bible says it like this. It said, your blessings shall what? Find you and run you over and what? Overtake you. Come on. Y'all can't get this today. You should be feeling better by now. This should be encouraging you by now. Hit the share button. Somebody else need to hear this today. If this is blessing you, hit the share button. Share it with somebody else. He said your blessings will run and what? Overtake you. The Bible said what? He is, look at God, the Spirit of God is what? Looking throughout the world, seeking who he can bless. So in your season, it's going to come, but you got to deal with some things right now. Some of you dealing with some things right now. Some of you want to throw in the towel right now. Some of you saying, I don't see where it's worth it right now. But notice what you said, I don't see. And I continue to tell you that we walk by faith and not by your sight. So you're not going to see it. Because if you saw it, then you would think that you did it. But we already saw today that what his that I was created what to make his what name glorious. And all God wants is his glory. All he wants is to make you and I living examples. All he wants is what to go forth, Lord, and bless them in due season. So what happens is then what? So now the seed is in the ground. You put, you know, you water in it and you put a little hay on top of it, and what it's starting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And as it starts to grow, oh my goodness, I was walking around my yard the other day. See, God can speak to you through anything. And I was noticing, and I was like, I don't see the grass. You know, my ground was still looking bare. And when I got a little closer, and I started seeing the little holes that I punched in the ground, lo and behold, I saw a little blades of grass starting to come up. I started to see little blades of grass starting to come up. It's small. The Bible says it like this. He said, do not despise the day of small beginnings. Safe House Church, it's small now, but it's going to be a world changer later. Because what, guys, you got to set the foundation. We got to know that discipleship, empowerment, and accountability is who we are. He can't bring the masses to us and we're not ready and we're not living in discipleship. We're not empowered ourselves. We're not living in accountability. We're not ready. But we will be when this is done. Oh, come on, somebody. This is why I spend the time teaching this thing. This is why I spend the time speaking this thing. This is why I spend the time building each other up. Because I cannot do this alone. This is our job, not my job. This is ours that he's laid before us. This is why the Safe House Church, I tell you, we raise leaders. We just don't have members. We got leaders. Matter of fact, I need to stop calling y'all members. Just call them leaders. We got new leaders that joined today. Because that's what we do. I'm a leader of leaders. That's what I do. I teach teachers how to be teachers, and I'm a leader of leaders. That's what we do. Discipleship, right? Go out and make somebody else. So now that I see that little grass coming out of the ground, I'm excited. But I know something else is about to come. The season and the time is about to change. It's about to get cold here in North Carolina. And what's going to happen as the temperature drops, that which was planted is going to wilt. That's a word for somebody. You're going to look, you're going to see a season where it seemed like you finally turned the corner. And I'm here to tell you today, that's not it. That's just preparation for what is about to come. Woo! Thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen, just like that little grass I'm seeing coming out the ground now, yeah, I'm excited about it. You should be excited about whatever that like God is about to do in your life. But I'm here to tell you today, that's just preparation for the bigger. Don't get caught up in just the little piece coming up. That's just the foundation. Remember, the Bible talks about what? He was the chief cornerstone that the builders rejected. The chief cornerstone that the builders rejected. You're going to be rejected, brothers and sisters. He said, you know, they're going to hate you because you love him. So if you're getting hate, they're supposed to hate you. If they ever, the Bible said, be careful. And then I'm in the Bible, I'm in the book. He said, be careful, everybody who's singing your praises. Be careful if everybody is liking you. Because they were supposed to. Because they ain't you. They ain't one of us. They're not baptized believers with filled of the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, on fire for God, praying and fasting, tithing, trusting, believing, watching, sacrificing. Oh, y'all, this thing, you thought this thing was free? Yes, the salvation is free, but you got to work like the dickens to keep it. See, I know some people think, well, when I get saved, I'm good. No, that's when the real work began. The salvation, that's the free part. It's kind of like, you know, I always, you know, joke with brother Alex here at the church. I'm sorry, leader Jordan at the church. And he always be sending me these coupons. And the thing about the coupon is to get you in the door. And you know me, my gullible self, I get in the door and I went to go get one thing and I walk out with 10. That was the intent. If I can just get him to the house, he'll buy more because I know I got more to give. This is how God works for us. If I can just get you, woo, come on, y'all, watch this. If I can just get you to the house, I know you're not going to leave. Why? Because I got more in store for you. If I can just get you to the house, there's more where that came from. If I can just get you to the house, see, this thing heavy on me this day, y'all. I had to get you to the house. So what, salvation is free, but you got to work to keep it. So that seed is going to come up. Like I said, that grass is going to grow, but it's not going to be there very long. Yes, it's going to look good. Yes, I'm going to enjoy it while it's here. But when the seasons change, and believe it or not, y'all, we about to go through a major season change. Not just in the earth, but when I mean the earth, like the atmosphere, but I'm talking about transition in spirit. We've seen a lot of generals and sisters and brothers in the faith leave. And we're about to see some more. There's still more of a shift. But God has what? Some of us who that little seed in that aeration hole that nobody sees. They don't know you there. And for a season, you're going to sprout up. And you're going to look good. But then it's going to die off. I'm telling you. I'm prophesying to you now. It's going to die off. Why? Because the season changed. Now, what died off, it ain't necessarily that it's dead, it's just not seen. It's not that it's dead, it's not seen. So, number one, I got 3 points for you today. If you write them down. Or somebody put these in the chat. Put them in the chat, put them on Facebook so others can see later. Number one, embrace this change. Embrace the cutting. I know it don't feel good, but embrace the cutting. It's part of the process. It's to prepare you. It's to prepare the ground to be able to receive seed. Now, as the seasons change, Like I said, you're going to see some success. But as that season change, I'm speaking to you right now, as that season changes, be ready for the shift. So the next part of that is what? Embrace. You got to embrace that. The shift. There's going to be a change. So it's going to look like it's dead, but it's not dead. It's dormant. It's unseen. Let me pull up my notes here. It's unseen. So that is just unseen. It's there. It's just unseen. So what? That is a time of preparation. So in this next season shift, as we go into the fall, we're going into election season. None of us know what's going to happen. I just trust God. Did I go vote? Yes. Should you vote? Absolutely. I don't care who you vote for. We don't tell you who to vote for here because we leaders, remember? And leaders make their decisions. And you can make one too. You use your Bible, you pray, and whoever God put on your heart to vote, is that Mr. Trump or Mr. Biden, then you go do. You'll never get that political stuff out of me. Because, you know, I don't raise people to just follow me. I want them to be leaders so they can go to other spaces and lead others to Christ. You all are smart people. You know what your Bible say. You know what God is telling you. Remember, you know, here. Because you got to remember, look where we at now. May come a day and time that you can't call nobody. Can you go to God for yourself? You know, Sister Lee has moved away, and she's still tuning in to us. Thank God. I'm grateful to have you, Sister Lee. But now she's in a place, so what if she couldn't get to us? Do she know God for herself? Do you see what I'm saying? This is why it's important and it's paramount that you know God for yourself. And this is why we do this at the Safe House Church. It's not about us. We enjoy each other. We enjoy coming together. However, it's about what? Being empowered so you can lead somebody else who don't know Christ. You know Christ. You ain't got to be up under me 24/7. Go out there and just do the work and develop. So this is what you're doing during that time. You're preparing. You know, whether that's your career. Some of you, there's some certifications and things you need to get. Some of you, there's some more stuff you need to study. If your Bible, that means you opening up your Bible and studying more. How do you study? Just read God's word. Come to Bible class. I'll show you how to do it. We go through it line by line. Tools out there, all this kind of stuff. 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. So prepare because it's dormant. Because when this weather changes, that little grass, that new growth I got now, it's going to go. It's going to turn brown. But that grass is not there. Then what happens? What happens? There's a season. There's a shift. And that which was prepared in the winter, in the fall, in the spring, is going to bring forth what? A great grass crop. So I'm not just excited about seeing those little shoots, but what I am excited about is what the work I did right now, I know that it's rooted, that it's grounded. And you know what? It's going to look like crud right now. It's not going to look great right now. But I'm waiting to see what it's going to look like next spring. Next spring when I post some pictures of my grass and my house and all this kind of stuff. That's when I'm going to get excited because I'm going to know that work that I put in October, that money I put in the ground in October, that sacrifice I put in the ground in October, months before, when nobody else was thinking about it. Ooh, I didn't preach the lights down, y'all. Yo, when nobody else was thinking about it, when I wasn't looking at it, it's planted and it's growing and it's transforming. And then when the timing is right, when the season is right, what does that do? That grass is going to come forth and it's going to look like a beautiful carpet and it's going to be beautiful. So what was God's word telling us today? He was telling us here clearly that what? There is a time for us and he's cutting. Some of you being cut right now and it hurts. And you know what? It's supposed to hurt a little bit. Why? Because it's a cutting away of us. See, it don't hurt if it was Christ, because Christ is not going to have to cut from himself. You hear what I said? Christ is not going to have to cut from himself. So if he's cutting, what is he doing? He's cutting old flesh, some of the fat things of us, some of these things that we don't need. And why do they hurt? Because it's been a part of us. And some of us, it's been a part of us for so long. It hurts when it cuts. It bleeds. You ever cut a tree? You ever seen when when you said the Bible, they prune the tree and it, so it can give more fruit. You know, if you ever seen a tree prune, what they do is that's an ugly looking joke when they have to prune a tree. And what they do with the tree, they cut it off. They cut it off. They cut it off. They cut all these limbs off. And that tree almost like they cut it down to a stump. You're like, why did they butcher such a beautiful tree? It was beautiful and it looked good. I'm here to tell you that everything that looks good ain't necessarily good. Everything that looks good is not necessarily good. And everything that looks dead is not necessarily dead. So this tree has gone through this pruning. And God is taking you and I through a pruning right now. He's using this pandemic. He's using our circumstances. He's using all this to cleanse this mind. Some of us are just mentally just almost gone. I ain't seen nobody. I ain't touched nobody. I can't go here. I can't go there. I got a mask up. Every time I go here, I got to go there. It rags on all of us. But I'm here to tell you today, that's a pruning. That's the pain. And he's pruning it. And he's cutting. And he's cutting. And he's cutting. And then when we come out of this, you ain't worried about being to yourself. When God tell you, leave that one alone, you'll know how to do that. Why? Because you did it for months. And you realize, see, some of you, as we go through this, some of these things that you thought you was missing, you're not missing. I thought I was one of the biggest sports fans they are. I barely watched football this year. I've almost lost the desire to even watch stuff. Most of the sports. And I spent a significant, watch this, I spent a significant amount of time doing that. And what I found is that time I was spending was better used for something else. And what I'm finding is that time that I was spending watching sports, now that's time with my son, teaching him how to be a man. Because he wants to follow daddy right now. He wants to be up under daddy, everything that daddy do. So me and him, we out in the yard. Yeah, I put a hole in his hand. And he out there, he ain't making no noise. But, you know, it's the training that starts there. I want to do it while he wants to be out there with me. So that when it comes time and he's old enough to be able to really work that hoe, he'll know what he's doing. He'll have a love for good work. He'll have a work ethic. So, yeah, come on out there. And sometimes he did pretty good. He's three. He wants to be out there. Let's go. We was putting out some dirt. You know, came there, and he's over there. He's just running, and he quit one or two times. Like, nope, come back. And so, well, he's three. Yes, I get it. But the Bible says like this, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. See, some of us ain't been trained up like this. So when we got old, we just deal with whatever. See, that work ethic starts now. That cutting starts now. And if I start cutting on him when he's a youth, then what happens? After the cut, there's a season you pull back. And it grows back. And then you cut. And then you pull back. And it grows back. And then you cut. And you grow back. And then it grows back. Do you see what I'm saying? This is what happens when we're in the gym. I used to be a gym rat. Pandemic's changed that too. Still need to work out, but not much like I was doing. And what happens when you go in there, you tear down the muscles. That's why they hurt. They sore. And we used to have this thing said, no pain, no gain. That's why they burn. Because you just literally destroyed the muscle. So what does the body do? The body says, hey, that's not going to happen to us again. So what do? It builds back up. And it builds back stronger. So the next time I go in there, what I got to do? I got to pick up a heavier weight and almost do it as much and probably sometimes longer to get the same result. And then what the body does is healing. And then it's mad again. It's like, okay, now we hurt again. So what does the body do? I fix that. It builds back up to another level. And then the next time I go to the gym, I got to pick up a bigger weight. So some of you, I'm here to tell you today, how you want to know you're growing? Look at your troubles. Your troubles are in direct correlation to the amount of time you've been growing. Big trouble, that means you got big faith. Little trouble means that you're working on your faith. And it's okay, we've all been there. Are y'all with me? So the size of your trouble is the size of your faith. Because the Bible says like this, whew, that he will put no more on you than you can what? Bear. So why would he give you something that would destroy you? So he gives you what he wants you to have. Why? Because it's just enough tension. It's just enough weight to what? Break you down enough. Not that it kills you, but it breaks you down enough that what? You'll be hurt for a season. You'll be cut. Be cutting. Mm-hmm. Be cutting away. It'll be cut for a while. But then you know what? You'll build back up. See, in the weightlifting world, when I was in the weightlifting, I used to be into bodybuilding and all this kind of stuff, right? You know, I never really made it there myself, but they have this thing when they call cutting season. And what they would do is, you'll see some of these guys, they would just eat pretty much anything they can get their hands on. They would eat and work out, eat, work out, eat, work out. Because what they're doing is they're bulking. So they'll be eating, I mean, like 4,000 or 5,000 calories, eating whole pizzas and all this kind of stuff. Because they're bulking. So they're trying to get as pretty much as fat as possible. And the reason for that is because the more fat and stuff that's in your body, it allows them, you know, it allows the bigger your body is, the more, you know, different levels of testosterone and all this stuff is. So then your body produces to keep up the size of your body. So what they do that to what? To build more muscle. Then there comes a point in time, before it's time, showtime, they either do maybe 6 weeks to maybe 90 days out. They go through what they call cutting season. And what does cutting season do? They do exactly the opposite. No more sweets, no more junk food. They have a very, very, very strict diet. Because what, they're in cutting mode because they're trying to get ready for the show. So they eliminate a lot of these fats and they just go to the fats that they only have, what they would call the essential fats and all this kind of stuff. And then they are doing a lot more cardio and they what? They're not as lifting as much. They lift just to maintain at that point. They're not lifting to be stronger and bigger. They're lifting to maintain because what? During the cutting, you can also lose muscle. Because you're restricting the calories you're taking. Okay? What does that mean for you and I? Doing what God is cutting us and he's trying to make us, if you're not praying, if you're not seeking God's will, if you're not, you know, plugged in, you can lose some things. So the cutting is what? I'm trying to maintain the good stuff and get rid of the bad stuff. And then what happens? Then you see them get out there on the show. You see Ronnie Coleman and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jay Cutler. Like you said, yeah, I told y'all I'm into that stuff, so I know all of them, right? And these guys now they cut and now they got their bodies at a point they got 3 or 4% body fat. I mean, dangerously almost like you're losing the more you're gonna probably die fat. And they see this these incredible physiques that they have built and maintained while maintaining the muscle but moving the fat. And I'm here to tell you today. Your relationship with God helps you to move the fat. We're in the cutting season. But I'm here to tell you today, though, he's got you. He's got you. So then as we finish up, let me go around here. Let me close this thing and wrap it up. And actually, I'm doing real good for time. After you're done with all of this, and it comes back to that point, what happens then? Now what? Now as that grass grows, you know, my neighbors are going to be coming by. And they're going to be like, man, Peter, that yard looks good. And I'm going to say thank you. And I ain't going to lie, my chest will probably be poked out a little bit. And I'm going to be smiling. And I'll be thinking, whew, boy, it was so worth all that money I spent to put on this ground to get this thing right. I didn't want to do it, but I knew I had to. And I'm going to be sticking out a little bit. But what does the Bible tell me? Let's go. I got one more verse for you. And we're going to get out of here. I want to go to 1 Corinthians. Because I want to tell you what the Bible says, do when you get to that point. When you get to your winning season. I'm here to tell you today, your winning season around the corner. Winning season. 1 Corinthians 1:31. And this is my last verse for the day. 1:31, and it says this. Let me split screen with you real quick. And it says, 1 Corinthians 1:31, it says, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. When your winning season comes, when God flops this thing around, just know it wants you. It was him. Don't take any credit for what God has done. That's the quickest way to find yourself in a bad place. Don't take any credit for what God has done. All he asked you to do is what? Stay in the fight. Don't give up. I know many of you have gotten to a point that you wanted to give up. And I tell y'all, pastor has some days too. Not that I just quit, because I love y'all. There's some things that have gone on in my life. There's some things that have gone on in my family. And I asked myself, God, what did I do to deserve this? And you know what his response was to me? Nothing. It's for my glory. See, so number three, boast in the Lord. So I gave you 3 points. One, embrace this. Embrace this cutting season. Two, prepare during this cut, like prepare after You see a little success, continue to prepare. And then three, once you get there, boast in the Lord. Because see, I was asking God, he says, for my glory. Because see, many of us ask, say, God, I want to be used. I want to be used by you. We sing songs, I want to be used by you. And then when he starts using you, you go nuts. You go nuts. Well, Lord, why is this going on? Why is it going there? And you know what? I'm talking to myself. But Lord, I want to be used by you. Lord, I want to do great things for you. And then he said, this. And I'm like, Lord, why did that happen? He said, but I thought you said you want to be used. But no, but I want to be used, but not that way, right? Is that what we really say? No, I want to be this, I want to be that, but I want to do it this way. And it didn't work like that. When he's setting us up, he has a way, he has a place, he has a path, and he has what? A chosen time for this thing to be manifested. And when you get there, just know that what? Know this. It was not you that did it, but it was he. So if I end in anything I would end today, most people know that I say this and I got this. And this saying came from, you know, one time I was at a Carolina Panthers game. Yeah, I went to those games. You know, I like Cam Newton. All right. But, and I remember they had this thing called Keep Pounding. And I started, you know, when I was going through some things and I used to always put it on all my messages, keep pounding, keep pounding. And what keep pounding is, it's the Carolina Panthers slogan for their team. But what it did, it came from a very inspirational moment that many people don't know about. You can Google and YouTube it later to find what I say is true. And I think it's actually a video out there. The late great linebacker for the Carolina Panthers, Sam Mills, who was one of their, I think one of the first franchise players. They actually have a statue of the man outside. And I think he came, I can't remember what kind of cancer he came down with. But he came down with a cancer and they asked him to come and talk to the team. And Sam went to talk to the team and he was telling them about the things he was going through and where he was and what has happened, but he was still going forward. And he told them, but at the end of the day, you gotta keep pounding. And you gotta keep pounding and things are gonna happen, but you gotta keep pounding and this is gonna go on, but you gotta keep pounding and because you know what, it's certain that you're not going to win if you quit. But if you keep pounding, you don't know. You're giving yourself an opportunity. You're giving yourself a chance. If you keep pounding, you never know what might go on in you and how this thing might happen out. And I'm here to say today to you that you all, we got to keep pounding. I don't know what this season is going to bring. But I do know that God told me that he would never leave me, that he would never forsake me, that he never leave the righteous without what they need. And he's going to take care of us. I've gotten in within myself to say that I'm going to keep pounding through this season. I'm here to tell you today, I know sometimes marriages are tough and sometimes I ain't gonna lie, I've had my share. My wife and I, we've been at each other throat a couple of times because when you're in the house like this, it's part of the thing that comes. But you understand and know at the end of the day that, you know what, that this is all part of his glory. That if I'm learning to love her more and I'm learning more things about her because I spend more time with her now than I have in years. Are y'all with me? And some of you in new marriages and new situations and you're learning this and what you know, I'm here to tell you today, keep pounding. I know that you miss the mark and you failed the sin and you got some vices that you weren't. You turned up the bottle, you smoked the weed, you did the dope, you slept with her, you slept with him, you quit the job, you spent badly. But you know what? I'm here to tell you today, don't give up, that you got to keep pounding. And as you keep pounding to go forward, that you know what, step by step and day by day, and I'm better than what I used to be. And as I keep pounding forward, that God is continually cutting things away from me. And I'm like, Lord, that hurt, but you know it's for your good. That all things work together for the good of them that are called, what? According to my purpose. So if you are in purpose, you have nothing to worry about, but you got to keep pounding. And I'm telling you today, don't write yourself off. You know, and I was sitting there thinking about when I was there at North Carolina State and I was about to quit. I'm going to tell you how many times I was ready to quit that school. And one, because I wanted to quit, but it was the pressure. And so much to the point that I started to get these migraine headaches. I went to the doctor. I got CAT scans. I thought I was about to have a brain aneurysm. I'm telling y'all the honest God truth. And it was the pressure and the tension and to succeed and do well and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, I had to resolute within inside of myself that if this thing doesn't work out, if it's gonna go, but I decided that I was not gonna quit, that I kept pounding. And lo and behold, at some point in time, I got there. It didn't go the way I wanted it to go. It didn't happen exactly how I hoped it happened, but it did happen. And I'm here to tell you today that what God wants us to develop an attitude that come hell or high water, that I'm going to keep pounding. That Lord, I don't know how this election is going to turn out, but I'm going to keep pounding. I don't know what my job is going to do, but I'm going to keep pounding. I don't know who they're going to put over me or who they're going to put under me or who they're going to work with me. I just got to trust and believe that they're going to be a cover crop, and I'm going to keep pounding that. You're going to open up a way, Lord Jesus, of escape when it's time for me to escape. You're going to show me that path. You're going to be clear about that path, and I'm going to keep pounding, Lord. No matter what comes, what may, Lord, that I've made my mind that, Lord Jesus, even if he leaves me, even if she leaves me, Lord, if they all left me there to die, Lord Jesus, that I cannot give up, that I must keep pounding, that I must keep going forward, that I just must keep just hammering away at it, hammering away at it, hammering away at it, Lord, because I don't know which stem. I don't know which seed that was in the ground. I don't know which person that I come in contact with. I don't know which believer, oh God. I don't know which person we touched today, oh God. I don't know who watched later on, Lord. I don't know who saw doing the replay, Lord. I don't know who listened on the podcast, Lord. I do not know. But Lord, you told me if I keep, Lord Jesus, that if I would keep the faith and I would keep your commandments, oh God, that in due season that I shall reap if I faint not. Yeah, hell of my. So for somebody today who wants to give up, for somebody today who wants to throw in the towel, I'm telling you today, keep pounding, baby. Don't give up. Don't give up. You don't know which one it's going to be. You don't know who it's going to be. You don't know whose life is being changed by listening to you. You don't know whose life is being changed by watching you. You don't know who's sitting there saying that, you know what, every time they did it, that was wrong. And they did that, that was wrong. And that was wrong. And they sitting back wondering, how can somebody deal with so much hell? How can somebody deal with so much turmoil? And what you understand and know that it ain't you, but it's him, the God that lives inside of you that's been dealing with the hell of turmoil. They're like, well, if that would have happened to me, I would have did this. And if that would have happened to me, I would have did that. And chances are they're telling the truth. But you know, they are not you and you are not them. You're not even yourself because you don't belong to yourself because you got he that lives inside of you that's upholding you. And you got to remind yourself who you represent, that even in the late night hour, that he's able to turn around with two balls, with two strikes and three balls, and the bases are loaded, and it's two outs, and you got one more pitch coming. But he is able to hit the grand slam and win the game. That he is able in the fourth quarter with 2 seconds left on the clock, the long court, he that went in to make the basket to win the game. That's who he is. That it's not over until he says it's over. It's not over until he says it's done. I believe, even on last week, I think I messed it up with Jeremiah Ezekiel, but then he dry bones them again. And he said, what? They would come sing you to sing you, and the bone connect the bone and flesh upon flesh, and all these things will come back together. So even at the end of the day, when it seems like it's done, that God is able to regenerate such a thing. And all he asked us to do was keep pounding. All he asked us to do was keep trusting. All he asked us to do was keep believing. All he told us to do is faint not. All he do is say, what? Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge me, and I'm going to lead your path. Because what? You're a trailblazer in this thing. You're pioneering this thing. You don't supposed to know what it looked like. Because you're cutting a new path so others will fall behind you. This is why it's hard. You're the one taking the spider webs in the face. You're the one getting hit by the branches as you go by. You're the one having to cut down the trees. And what? It's all for his glory that he's using you and building platform for others that may come behind you. No, you might not see it, but I believe in heaven that even if it don't happen in this earth, that look, you have stirred up a treasure for me to lay upon my head, a crown of righteousness that says this, that the afflictions of the believer is many, but God saves us through them all. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That you've been faithful. You've been faithful. That's what you want to hear him say. Well done. Well done. So I'm here to tell you today, keep pounding. Embrace the cutting season in your life. Because it's now, but you're going to have green grass later. And you know what? And all they got to do is what? Continue to water that grass, and it's going to maintain for years to come. I'm on the plan that one time. And then I just continue a little oversee, a little what we call maintenance. And what? And God's going to continue to give the increase. Continue, continue, continue. So if I said nothing else to you today, just know this, that God got your back. Keep pounding. Don't give up. It's cutting season. And even though he's cutting with purpose. God bless you all. I love you all. I hope that this blessing, this message has been a blessing to you on today as we go forward in this morning and in this moment. you know, I just want to pray with you before we go out. And just know that, you know what, God, he's got you. He's got you. I know things are tough. It's tough for all of us. But he got us. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord, we come to thee right now. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for such a tremendous word on today, Lord. You didn't hit someone at home, Lord. That was in somebody's living room. Lord Jesus, in their couch or their bed, wherever they were. Lord, I hope that you just touched their heart and such that, Lord Jesus, that the tears of joy, the tears of pain, the tears of sorrow, Lord Jesus, start to flow down their face in this moment. Lord, that they realize, Lord Jesus, Lord, I don't know, Lord, my body's breaking down. Lord Jesus, my mind is gone. Lord Jesus, I just want to go out here and I just want to just end it all. But Lord, on this day, Lord Jesus, that you built hope in them, Lord Jesus, that you built faith in them, Lord Jesus, to say, Lord Jesus, that I can't give up, that I must just keep pounding through this situation, Lord, that this cutting season is not the end of me, Lord Jesus, but it's the beginning of something new, Lord Jesus, that in due season, Lord Jesus, that I'm going to reap it all, Lord Jesus. And it's not just for me, Lord Jesus, but I boast in you, oh God, that when I get there, Lord Jesus, others will know that I've got there, but I don't get there, Lord Jesus, to boast. But I get there to acknowledge, Lord Jesus, your grace and your mercy, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, and I love you. Help us to go forward, Lord Jesus, on this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you all. Hey, I love you all. If this message has been a blessing to you, I ask that you all bless the Safe House Church and offering. Everything that we put here gives us this amazing. I mean, don't this look good, y'all? We have amazing equipment. We don't have stuff second to none. Second to none. You know, God's blessed me with some technology ability, and you all have been given, and, you know, that stuff goes right to ministry. So we bought, you know, we got nice microphones, so you can hear me really nice and clear. We got nice graphics, you know, because I have to buy some of this stuff. I don't make all this stuff. You know, then we got good software, and look how clear the camera is. Man, only Channel 5 channel, I'm almost this clear. This is high def, this 4K. We broadcasting 4K. Yeah. That's how good God is being to us. So all these things go. And then, of course, we just don't use stuff just here that we've blessed people in this season. The people who've come to this church and come to this place who were in need of help. And God has laid on our heart to bless those and bless them. And to be honest, some of them came back and said thank you. Some of them ain't said nothing. But you know what? God knows, believe in him. What he said, the Bible said he prayed for 10 lepers. And what, only one came back with gratitude and say thank you. So, you know, we count it all joy. So if you would you bless us and offer this morning? Also, remember, it is Pastor Appreciation Month. If God stayed on your heart to leave me something, then I cash out. Just use my name, Peter Ely. Just like you see it down on the bottom, $ Peter Ely, you'll see my picture. And this will be the last time you're here because this is the end of the month. But, you know, I was pressed, you know, was told that, you know, I need to put it out there. So because God's been good to me. You know, I've had an amazing life. You know, just no hair, but an amazing life. Amen. So at this time, he's going to get this offer. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you.
Seems like I should run away. Cause life is hitting me in the face. Hey, hey. But I'm here. And I'm never surrendered to fear. You're treating me defeated, no way, cause I can't, cause I can see it, I'm getting closer, the hardest part of it is almost over, and now I'm stronger, I'm a fighter, and only victory can satisfy this hunger, I'll never wave my flag, never wave my, I'll never wave my flag, never wave my,
all hearts and minds are clear today. I just want to remind you, hey, never wave your flag. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hey, if you're about to give up, you need somebody to talk to, hey, we are available here at the Safe House Church. Our number is 336-501. Oh, my God. I just got it. Uh-oh, 336-501. Uh-oh, that's not good on live TV, is it? Well, you know, you don't call yourself, right? Somebody help me out.
336. Try to find it here. No, I know. 336-501. Is it 7152? Oh, I'm messing. No, y'all forget the pastor. He didn't got the church number. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, yeah. 336-7552. So if you ever need any help, give us a call. 336-501-7552. You know, we'll do what we can to just, you know, text and encourage you, and it's going to be good. It's all good. Again, that's 336-501-7552. That's the number to the Safe House Church. And you feel free to, you know, give us a call if, you know, God is going to, if you need. And you can text. I mean, we do the texting. Amen. You know, like we do anonymous, so. All right, all hearts and minds are clear at this time, man. All of us service, amen. God bless you all. I love you all. We'll be here on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Right now, we're going through the book of Ephesians, y'all. Ooh, it's heavy. We started it on last week, so if you missed the first one, you can go to our YouTube and go out there and see that first service. Bible class. And if you ever been to one of the Safe House Bible studies, we go line by line, precept from precept. We go through each piece, and I give a lot of support and definitions and a lot of, you know, things like that to help you go through that. So just know that that's there, and that God's favor be upon your life, and know that God's favor is all mine and it's all yours. So God bless you all. Love you all. You have a great one. And until next week, we'll see you again. Take care. Remember, keep pounding, for we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you. Love you. Bye. Be strong. God's not for God's of you. Dreams, got your feeling in the moon. Hold on, be strong. There's nothing else for you. Just remember, at the end of the day, play that part. Open your eyes. It's more precious than life. More precious than life.